Dyes that work as medicines. On an early September morning in 1977, I hustled up three flights of stairs to my first session in the pharmaceutics laboratory of College Hall at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington. I had a snowy white brand new lab coat over one arm, and it was mandatory for this in my future lab sessions. In my other hand was a box of tissues ready for my runny nose and sneezing from my raging allergy that I have to ragweed. My assignment that day was to make a bottle of gentian violet 1% solution by precisely measuring and mixing gentian violet crystals with alcohol and purified water, a recipe with only three ingredients. It seemed pretty straightforward. What could go wrong? First, I cautiously measured out the iridescent green crystals of gentian violet onto a pale green rectangle of waxed paper. After painstakingly weighing it to make sure it was precisely 100 milligrams, I cradled that sparkling pile of powder and slowly headed to my lab station. I arrived without bumping into anything, but while setting the crystals down on the black countertop, disaster struck. I suddenly sneezed. Quickly turning my head, I managed to avoid spraying the powdered dye across my lab bench, and I quickly added the colored powder to my alcohol and water mixture before another sneeze could strike. The rest of the lab went smoothly without another sneeze, so I thought I'd avoided further misfortune, but my luck didn't last. As I pulled my lab coat out of the washing machine the following week, I stared in dismay at the bright purple speckles that decorated its front. Stubbornly, they refused to fade. However, I wasn't the only one with colored speckles on my lab coat, but mine was the most spectacularly purple speckled lab coat for the entire rest of that year and the next. Gentian violet is one of several compounds that are not just a dye, but also a medicine. Discovered in 1861, Hans Gram would report 13 years later that gentian violet could irreversibly color certain bacteria. This proved to be instrumental in classifying bacteria and became the basis of the Gram stain method of identifying bacteria, which is still widely used today. Here are three dyes that are also medicines. Number one, gentian violet, also known as crystal violet. Gentian violet is used in laboratories across the globe to help identify bacteria, but it's also an effective antibacterial and antifungal agent. Gentian violet can treat infections caused by gram-positive bacteria, which live on the skin, and yeast infections of the mouth, the skin, and vaginal tract. Although mostly replaced today by newer antibiotics and antifungal agents, gentian violet is still used in veterinary medicine and in developing countries. With resistance growing to our current antibiotics, gentian violet is getting a second look. Not only is it effective, it's inexpensive, simple to use, and has very few side effects. Treating thrush in infants is usually done by a suspension of nystatin suspension painted on the inside of the cheeks 3 to 4 times a day for a week. While it takes only one application of gentian violet 1%, the exact same product I made over 40 years ago in pharmaceutics lab to treat thrush. The main disadvantage to using gentian violet is the one that I had personal experience with. It stains. It stains clothing and it stains skin. Although gentian violet will stain clothing forever, on skin or mucous membranes, it only stays bright purple for about 2 weeks before fading out. Another dye that's also a medicine is fluorescein. It's a dye useful in diagnosing eye injuries and damage to the cornea. Small paper strips are soaked in a solution of fluorescein, then dried, sterilized, and sealed into individual packets. when this sterile fluorescein paper strip touches your eyeball, it mixes with your tear fluid to create a fluorescein solution coating your eye. Healthy, intact corneal tissue will not pick up any color, but any worn spots or abrasions from contact lenses show up as bright green areas, and foreign bodies are surrounded by a fluorescent green ring. The mild anti-infective action of fluorescein is also beneficial because an injured eye is very susceptible to infection. A third dye and medicine is phenazopyridine. Phenazopyridine is a reddish-orange dye often used in treating bladder infection. Sold as a prescription medicine under the brand name of Pyridium in 100 milligram and 200 milligram coated tablets, phenazopyridine is also now available without a prescription at a lower strength of 95 milligrams in the products Azo, Uristat, and in generic urinary pain relief tablets. Originally used to treat bladder infections, phenazopyridine is not a very effective anti-infective, but has an amazing ability to relieve the urgency, pain, and burning when urinating of bladder infections, often within only about 15 minutes. That's why phenazopyridine is often prescribed along with an antibiotic to treat the urinary discomfort of a bladder infection. Just remember, phenazopyridine will turn your urine a deep reddish orange and stain your clothing. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.